Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want to start her off with a little bit of Beau Soleil with Michael Doucette. Beau Soleil, here we go. They're in Spokane a couple of years back. Oh, indeed, indeed.
Thank you all very much. Merci tout le monde qui est venu ce soir.
Beau Soleil, Reel de Dennis McGee. Dennis McGee, of course, is one of the old-time Cajun folks from the 30s and 40s. He was more Celtic-influenced, and Dennis McGee composed a whole ton of some of the classic Cajun tunes. Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucette. Beau Soleil with Michael Doucette. And before that, we started off the whole thing with Cajun Two-Step. We also heard Scandinavian group Swap in there from the North Side label. The album is called Duda, and the song was called Dalpalin. Don't like, you know, email me about my pronunciation. I'm an old man, okay? All righty. We're in the studio here. This is the second hour of Inland Folk. And I'm Dan Maher, your host. And Injun Shin is helping me with the playlist. And I'll get that name right, too, down the road. But that is really cool to have somebody doing the playlist right here in the studio, even as we speak. Which means that if you're looking for the playlist on this show, you go to the NWPR website and go to Inland Folk, and the playlist is right there. I want to talk to you just a little bit about how this all works now. We've revamped the format for the archive shows, and eventually all of them will be set up this way, back as far as 2006 for the archive shows. The website does all the work now. We don't work through Windows Media or any of that stuff anymore. And so how that works on your computer is interesting. But from about, mid to late December, we started doing that. And eventually we will convert all of the archives onto the website. If you are looking for and wanting to listen to and looking for the playlist and all that kind of thing while the show is airing until Monday, because it has to be transferred over to the website, you can still do it through Windows Media. Now, I'm telling you that, and I really don't even know what I'm talking about because I don't do that kind of thing. But that's what I've been told to tell you, and that's what it's all about. So the archives are there, but we've set it up so, because we had so many Mac users and we were doing Windows Media, that was causing problems for the Mac folks. So now the website does all the work, and you can get it directly off the website, and that's how that goes. The other thing is, instead of the thing running 3 hours straight, at the end of each hour, you're gonna have to replay or repush play or do whatever. It's to get it on the website. We had to split it up into 3 hour segments in the files, 3 different hour files. So that's how that works too. So you can't listen to it straight through without having to do something every hour. Okay, that's all I know, and that's all I choose to know. Okay, here's another one from Swap. And this is good stuff, good stuff.
Thank you. promis de me soigner jusqu'à le jour de ma mort. Aujourd'hui j'apprends à me quitter, prêt à me quitter pour t'en aller. T'en aller avec un âge, châssis fait que j'aime pas.
Honeysuckle Dew from Dead Man's Hollow. The album is called Death is a Woman. How do I feel about that title? Anyway, that's what it's called. And the whole album is, it's not the most up album in the world. Not by a long shot. Everything on here is a little bit on the dark side, the morose side of traditional music. Dead Man's Hollow. And before that, we had Swap and Beau Soleil and all good stuff. We have to take a little bit of a break. In fact, we're late on the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at playlists at nwpr.org. Okay, we're going to be right back. You just hold your horses because we are coming right back, and there's lots and lots and lots more music. We're only halfway through. Yes, we are only halfway through.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
A very stable air mass has settled over the Northwest, blocking storms and bringing us partly to mostly cloudy skies. Today, some sunshine with high temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 20s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and 42 degrees.
Black Muddy River, say be any bartenders up there in heaven? Will the pubs never close? Or will the glass never drain? No more DTs and no shakes and no horrors. And the very next morning you feel right as rain. But God loves a drunk, the lowest of men, like the dogs in the street and the pigs in the pen. But a drunk's only trying to get free from his body, and he soars like an eagle high up there in heaven. And he shouts and his curses are just hymns and phrases to kickstart his mind now and then. God loves the drunk, come raise up your glasses, amen. Does God really care for your life in the suburbs? A dull little life full of dogs. And bring up the babies to be just like daddy, and maybe you'll be there when he gives out the wings. But God loves a drunk, although he's a fool, and he wets in his pants and he falls off his stool. Close to the skin. God loves a drunk, come raise up your glasses, amen. Will there be any pen pushers up there in heaven? Does clerking and wage slaving God love? I pity you worms with your sammies and pensions, if you think that'll get you to the kingdom above. But God loves a drunk, although he's a clown, and you can't help but laugh as he gags. And he screams at his demons alone in the darkness. He's staying alive for just one more pint bottle. Won't you throw him a few pennies, friend? God loves a drunk forever and ever.
Spoken not one word, even not one. against my breast. Then there was that one time you couldn't quite resist her. You said it was just one time. You said you tried your best. Get me through the night. Ooh. A hundred times I've wondered what I could have done to keep you. A hundred times I've asked myself, what did I do wrong? A hundred times I've wished the world would just stop turning. He's just one man, I know it, but I need him. He's just one man, I know it, but I want him. He's just one man.
Thank you.
Watterson does. Ben Harper, yes, indeed. This is a very interesting album. She does some Richard Thompson. We heard Richard Thompson, and she does some interesting songwriters on this album. Norma Watterson, who has been more or less associated with real traditional old English songs, Yorkshire, you know, and old English songs. And to be able to do this album is just pretty amazing that she was able to do that. And she went right back and did another real traditional album right after this. And Martin Carthy and Liza Watterson and all these folks help her out on this kind of thing. I've heard that she's not well. I've heard that somewhere along the line. And I don't know much about that. But Norma Watterson, I had a chance to interview her back in, 1993, something like that. And just an amazing resource and philosophical fount about the songs of the old traveling people and the traditional songs that are disappearing. That's the whole thing, is there are tons of instrumental players out there that do all kinds of instrumentation, whether it's fiddles or whistles or guitars or whatever, and they keep the instrumentals, the tunes going. But the singers, the folks who know the songs, it's a lot harder to find people who are willing to sing and wander around and make sure that those songs are preserved. So the songs, I think, are in more danger of going by the wayside than the tunes are. Just a thought. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Singers-songwriters, of course, now in modern times, are writing such good material that they're crowding the whole picture with their own songs. And so we really need to think about the traditional songs and preserve some of those songs because they are so good. And that's kind of a scary thing, in a way, if you're into traditional songs, that is. Alrighty. The Rankin Family is in the background. By the way, we also heard Dead Man's Hollow in that set, and they did an interesting version of Bonaparte's Retreat. And the album is called Death Must Be a Woman. And, don't write me, write them. And we have a whole hour's left to go. Yes, we do. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. I'm getting some wonderful emails lately, kind of testimonies about people's involvement with folk music and back in the early days, i.e. the 60s, the 1660s. Anyway, and that's what that's all about, and it's fun to get those kinds of emails. Alrighty, we're coming right back. Rankin Family going to take us out, and we'll be right back for the third hour of the show. You just hold your horses, because we're coming back, and there's lots more cool music. Hang on, because we're coming back.
When we turn our back, the mailbox gets packed with padded envelopes containing the latest new releases of Celtic and roots-based music. So this week we're going to catch up on some of the latest from established names and get to know some new ones. Hope you'll join me for the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie in just about an hour at 2 o'clock, right after hour 3 of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which is about to begin in just a moment. You're listening to Northwest Public Radio.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.